Welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. It is the season finale of season 19, which is crazy. We are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind. I'm Angela Reed of Parisian Farm Girl. And as always, my lovely co-host Shay of the Elliott Homestead is joining me. And here we go.
Here we go.
Finale.
I saved something for you to celebrate the finale. A beautiful bottle of this Cava Reserve Brut Nature.
Cava is becoming a favorite.
I love Cava.
Is really becoming my jam. That's my jam.
That's why I chose it out of the cold room for this occasion. Ladies, if you're watching on video, pour in a glass. We're celebrating season 19.
Get yourself some dry farm. That's beautiful.
Cheers. Look at this.
Cheers. Joel's bringing me a glass shortly, so I'll just clink my...
Looks like my gold bubbles rising to heavenly glory. Look at it. It's so beautiful.
Oh, you're a regular amazing. Dom Perignon. Yeah, it is amazing. It's amazing that this season is over. That's what's amazing.
Life is just flashing before my eyes.
Yeah.
Except for the school year. That is not going quickly.
No, it feels a little slow.
A little sloggy.
I'm ready for it to be done. And I know I'm feeling it prematurely because of the weather, but yeah. I'm like, okay, can we be done now? I want to go outside. I'm like a 7-year-old. I want to go outside. I want to go outside.
Yep. Very much so. It's really tricky. You know, when the kids were little and we were homeschooling, it was just so different because... So, you know, originally Stu's a teacher. The kids are going to go to the school with him. Great. I didn't even have to think about it. And then when I did have to think about it, when that became not the case, then I really sunk deep into the Charlotte Mason ditch. Mm-hmm. And happily, it was like, we're just going to sit around and read great books all the time and talk about history and do our nature journals. And that worked really well for us for a season, but man, does it change as they get older.
It does. It's harder to keep all those plates spinning as they get older. I feel like all the little fabulous subjects you could do with them when they were younger was so much easier. Here's the thing about nature journals, though. As a homeschool mom, you get pretty excited when that box comes or, you know, when you get your new stuff and there's new blank nature journals and nature guide this and nature that, nature walk this, and then it starts snowing like 45 days after school starts.
That's true.
And so I'm like, every time it happens, I'm flipping ahead in this book. I'm like, well, I guess we'll pick this up in April because we can't, like, there's nothing to do. We can't do the things.
No nature.
Thank you.
Let's go find a dead mouse carcass in our basement. Stick that in our nature journal. No, my friend Hannah posts these really funny reels on Instagram. And she posted one the other day. She's got toddlers. And she said, sometimes when I sit down to do art with my toddler, I have to remind myself that I'm sitting down to do art with my toddler, not discovering that I'm the long lost Picasso.
Yeah.
That's how I felt with nature journaling, where I was like, oh, your words aren't lined up. You know, I wanted it to like that Diary of an Edwardian.
Oh, yeah, of course. Diary of an Edwardian lady.
That's what I wanted
lady.
It to look like. That's what I wanted the nature journal to look like. It's a problem. I fully realize. I hear people saying, man, this chick is weird. That's an issue. I
know. I get it. Joel Jr. He did of his own volition just started making a book about space. Dude is obsessed with space. We just got back from the library like 15 minutes ago. He's talking the librarian's ear off. I'm obsessed with space. Do you have any books on space? He rented 18 books. And so a few weeks ago, he decides he's going to write the definitive guide to outer space. And I was like the same way. I'm like, don't you want to like draw a square and then put the picture inside the square and have your words like a above? Like, can we just?
Yep.
And then he's got some going portrait and some going landscape. I'm like, you're making me twitch.
Yep. Oh, we had this with Georgia did science fair for our co-op, our homeschool co-op that we do last year. And her being the artist that she is, she chose this topic. Didn't really make sense. We kind of pushed back on it, but it's one of those things. Like, we're not the sort to be like, and here's what you're going to do, and here's how you're going to do it. The whole idea was like, let's see what you can come up with. Let's see what you do. And it was on freeze drying paint. Like, does freeze dried paint reconstitute? I can't even remember
That's
now, but
awesome.
I do remember the science
Okay.
board, and there were very clear instructions. The science presentation board was meant to be scientific. It was meant to be very straight, very structured, to read like a scientific study. And Georgia's was so colorful and creative and wonky and, crooked and crazy fonts that no one could read.
The ransom
It's like,
font.
and here she is. This is
Right.
her. And a piece of me was like, man, maybe we should have pushed that a little bit more. But then the other piece of me was
Heck
like,
no.
nah, this is exactly who she is. It's just some kids aren't meant for straight lines, you know?
Have I told you I did a science project when I was 12? I feel like I've said this before on the show. It was like I was, this had to be, how old was I? 1989, maybe. I did like Stonewash Denim science project. I had this huge poster board. I cut up a pair of jeans and I did 12 different types of bleach and sun exposure, creating all varieties of Stonewash.
Oh man,
Because that really
that's the most
matters in the
Ange
scientific world. I was like, here's my
science
fashion
project.
meets science
I'm
hypothesis
not
on,
interested in your
right,
science, but what I am interested
is
in
can you
is
peg those
Stonewash denim.
jeans and how stonewashed are they?
Oh, that's
Yeah,
good.
yeah.
That's so
Oh, it was. That
you.
was like the total era, like with the side ponytail, and we'd put like a swatch watch around our ponytail. And like
Okay.
friendship bracelets and swatch watch on your ankle, and like how many watches could you wear on one arm, and jelly bracelets, and just
Yeah.
perfect. Just like all the boxes. Yeah.
Oh man, some of them are so good. They're just so good. It's really funny to see this like early 2000s, late 90s fashion sort of coming back. I don't know if you've noticed
My
this,
daughter's walking
but
around in like legit mom jeans. She's like, "Do you like my jeans?"
yeah.
I'm like, "Do I have to?" They're awful.
Okay. Do you remember the reel with like from SNL of when like Tina
Oh
Fey
yeah,
is
the
wearing
mom
the
jeans
mom
skit.
jeans and a button
Yeah,
up?
it's
Okay.
awesome.
Yeah, the mom jeans skit. When I watched that 5, 6 years ago, I was like, I can't believe people wore these. These are so bad. And I just saw it again the other day and I was like, they're not so bad. Was like, oh no, you're the frog in the pot. Slowly the water's getting turned up and you don't realize you're being boiled alive.
I think they're terrible. I think they make your butt look so big. There's
I
so
think
much butt
that's what they
space. I
want.
guess I don't need that. Some
That's the
girls need that, I
point.
suppose. Baby's got back over here. I don't need that.
Oh, well, ladies, yes, season 19 finale. Before we go any further, let's take a second to say thank you to the season 19 sponsor, Branch Basics. We are so grateful that they've been here with us this season. And as we head into spring cleaning, what we're doing more and more and more of in these coming months, don't give up on your house. Don't give up on your quality
Right.
control, okay? Because as the spirit moves in the spring, you're going to want to open your doors, you're going to want to move your furniture, you're going to want to deep clean your cabinets. So have it on hand because with one cleaner concentrate, you can clean everything in your house. And it's free of every chemical, fragrance, artificial preservative, anything that could possibly disrupt your hormones or cause any sort of respiratory issues. Branch Basics has thought of it. They have done such a good job in formulating this concentrate. So you can go to links.branchbasics.com/homemakerchic. And when you pick out a starter kit, you're going to get
That's
15%
huge.
off using that link. It's a good, that's a really nice discount.
Yeah, and then from there, you just order the concentrate. That's it. So get like that's why I got the glass. I'm like, shoot, I'm gonna get a set for the upstairs, because I'd love.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
have two sets,
I
one
have
up,
the
one down.
plastic ones that I bought last year, but they're kind of like here, there, and everywhere around the house, and I kind of nerd out on keeping them all together like a little set. So I do want to have a nice glass set for upstairs, and I love it that after that, then I'm just buying the concentrate. I will tell you how I've used the concentrate this week. So I'm laying the terracotta, and it's super porous. You look at it wrong, and it's like it just sucks whatever beverage you're holding in your hand right down to the floor and into the tile. It's terrible before sealing it. So while the mortar is a really dark, dark, dark gray, and sure enough, it's getting on your hands while you're digging in the bucket, and it's inadvertently getting on the tile. Well, it's like staining it instantly. So, excuse me, I'm taking the concentrate and a little toothbrush and cleaning that, and it's been the most successful thing so far because I mean, I'm really freaked out that these are going to get stained while I'm doing this project. As soon as we get done recording, I get to seal them and the boot room will be sealed and then I can grout it. But that's how I'm using the concentrate creatively this week, and that's tough stuff. So it's working really good.
Yeah, it's a tough cleaner. It genuinely is a incredibly tough cleaner. So
Or
links.branchbasics.com/homemakerchic. You go there, you get 15% off.
just visit our
Or
Instagram page, easy peasy, and click the red button that says clean. And while you're there, everyone else is over there too. So you can click the sheets, you can click the beauty. So all these sponsors that you hear us loving on all season long, you can click those red circles. They're going to take you right to a page with a direct link and any coupon codes or any information you need to get the exclusive Homemaker Chic podcast discounts.
Can I vent for a
Sure, vent.
second? I follow Homemaker Chic Instagram on my Instagram. And I never, like, Amelie puts up our little videos, and when a new episode goes, she puts the little thing, and I never see any of it. And I sort of went down a rabbit trail this week where I was like, who do
I
I
don't see
follow?
anything that
And
I
when
want to
was the
see.
last time I saw
Yeah.
their stuff? And I was going through and I'm like, oh yeah, that person. Oh yeah, that person. I couldn't believe how little content I see from the people that I have said, I would like to see this content,
Well, and
please.
they don't have
It
notification.
blows
Like,
my
okay,
mind.
there's actually about five or six people I wouldn't mind having notifications for because of that. I don't see the
Yeah.
notification option anymore. I just realized that the other day because
It
I was sitting doing something similar and I just thought, dang it, anyways, there are a few people,
Yeah.
a few like design pages that I really gather inspiration from. And when I sit down with a cup of coffee and I have a few minutes of free time, and that's my purpose is to look at Instagram, like that's what I want to see. It's like, and so then I thought, oh, well, I should just go and put on notifications for these couple people and wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, genuinely, it's very frustrating to me because when you scroll down your feed, I'm thinking of primarily of YouTube and Instagram. I don't really look at Facebook at
No, I
all.
just no, everything with
But
Facebook
when
for
you
me
look
is
down those, it's
automatic.
like
Like it,
ads.
yeah.
Yeah, it's you see ads, you see you might like or like recommended, and then every once in a while, they'll pop in somebody that you follow. As opposed to it just being chronological, like, hey, you've chosen to follow these people. Here's chronologically what's happened since you've
Why do you
gone.
think that is? Why does that behoove a social media platform to do that?
Because they have to be able to show you
Fine,
ads.
show me ads with the people I like then.
Because
Fine, I
that's,
get it. Like, we all used
and
to watch
maybe they
TV.
keep you there. Like, they don't want you to get bored. I don't know, but it's I'm finding it really frustrating. And I have people emailing me or messaging me too, saying, hey, like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm here. You literally have been like blocked from seeing the stuff, whether it's YouTube videos, Instagram posts. I know I shared this with you off the air, but typically when I post to Instagram, you get a certain amount of interaction from a post. Well, I did one the other day after taking a week off from being gone in Charleston. So I took about 8 days off and I came back and it was like seven people have liked your post. And I'm like, that's not right. For the people who are out there creating the content, I don't know. Is it just, it's really tricky to know. I don't really know what we're supposed to do
I
here
don't know. I
anymore.
mean, I've been blogging more. I've been sending out more newsletters,
Yeah.
and I'm thinking about just taking, I put some really pretty pictures on Instagram, especially of my house. Like, that's what people want to see. And I'm assuming that's why they're there. I'm thinking about like just starting to use them again in the
In the
blog
blog.
and in the newsletter.
You used to use your blog like it was
I did. I
Twitter.
did.
Do
I
you
used to
remember
use my blog like a real
that?
time. I would watch awards
Real
shows.
time
I would like
Twitter.
rage during the CMAs.
Yes, you would.
I
It's
loved it.
like no one has any context for what
No one
she's
has any. Well,
watching.
there. No, they did though, because it was so clicky back then. You did have like your
Yes.
tribe and you knew.
And it was like three or four. You'd follow like three or four people
Right. But
total.
like I knew that if I did a play by play of the Country Music Awards, which is just so funny, it's just so long ago, like that people were going to laugh and that they were watching, like they would know what I was referencing. And I was so disgusted by social media when it first came out. Like, I got major pressure from my extended family to join Facebook because that's how they were going to all communicate, apparently, from now on. And all it was, no offense to my cousins if you're listening, but like, all it was like, my cousins, like, I ate a burrito for dinner. Like, I was like, I don't care. I don't want to talk about it. Was, I was really reluctant to do that. And then when Twitter came out, I thought it was the stupidest thing ever. So I thought, well, I'll play this game on my platform and I'll do these real time,
Not
but
on
not on
Twitter.
Twitter.
The blog. That's what's so great
So
about
yeah, but
it.
I am thinking about like, okay, then I'm gonna do some, think of a way to, because mostly when if I'm blogging, it's me fleshing out a YouTube video. I can't say everything I want to say in a YouTube video. And there's something about writing. My blog post this morning was hysterical. I do say so myself. There's something about writing that you're a writer. You can't get that in a YouTube video. But
No,
I
for
sure don't
sure.
want, you want to share your home, or like that's my platform is sharing my home. I want it to be seen, darn it.
And people who want to follow you, I think we talked about this before, but it was like I want you to be able to access the content that I'm creating for people like you. And if that's five people, okay, then that's five. So be it. But I think that's what's kind of frustrating is when you say, hey, I would like to consume the content from this person. I find it encouraging. I find it inspiring. I find it funny. Whatever. It would just be nice to actually get that in return. Because you're saying that, but you're not getting it. It's sort of bizarre. Maybe we need to bring back the days of like having your half a dozen blogs that you follow and just clipping through and okay, it's Wednesday. I haven't checked in for 3 days or whatever. Let's go see what she's up
Well, I
to.
think a lot of people
And
like merged over to Instagram in particular, and because it was like microblogging.
it's microblogging
But
big time.
then they're like, of course, the first few years of the platform, it's a rave and everyone's having fun, and then they're like, ha ha ha, now we're gonna like algorithm you,
Always. Always. This happened to every platform I've ever been on, other than the ones that you quote unquote own, which is your blog. For the blogger, that's the blog. That's the one that no one can change the algorithm on. But I even remember when Google changed its algorithm back in the day. and it became this whole weird thing. And Substack's our newsletter that we do on Substack, it's still chronological. So if you log in, you'll see all the content from all the people that you follow chronologically, which is kind of nice. And it's there. It exists on Substack and on a Substack app, but it also gets emailed out to
Cool.
people. So it's kind of like a blog post that gets delivered to your inbox, is essentially what it is. But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I can't really land thoughts on any of what's going on right now in the world. I'm like, oh, well, that's
Yeah,
interesting.
no, I feel sort of
I don't get it. Don't have a solution.
it's super weird for me 'cause you know when you're young, you look at your mom and your aunts and you're like, yeah, like I love you, I respect you, but like I'm not going down like that. You know, like you're young. I feel like now I'm looking at like people that are young and it's just a huge chasm. It's from the way they talk to what they find entertaining to like, oh, this is how you become old. This is how it
Oh,
happens.
it happens
Where all of a
slowly.
sudden you're like, yeah, I don't even want that. Ew.
Yeah, it does happen. You develop certain tastes and frankly, like, well, how would you say this? There is hopefully some level of refinement that's happening as you age.
Right.
If you're self-aware, there's sanctification, right?
Right.
There's a reason we don't find the things funny that we thought were funny when we were 14.
Right. Yeah, when you're 14, you just think it's because people are, they don't have a sense of humor, they've gotten too old, they're too stodgy, they're too busy. And then when you get older, you're like, no, because I'm refined.
That's
Like
not it.
yeah.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
interesting. I
This is my
don't
terrible analogy.
know.
When I first got married, you know, like a young bride, I was like totally obsessed with having a personal shower. I wanted all the nightgowns, I wanted all the beautiful kimonos and everything, all the sexy stuff, right? My aunt's like, you know, that's like not gonna matter down the road. Like you're not gonna be walking around the house in that. And I was like, get out. What do you mean? Yes, I am. I'm sexual. Yes, I will be. She's just like, well, she was right.
And then your husband sees you have a
Right,
baby. It's like, oh,
exactly.
okay. Also, I'm tired. I just want to go to bed.
Exactly. I don't want to wear that itchy lace. Yuck. Get it off of me.
Is so true. But that's life. Like, we can't stay in these crazy, heightened places, whatever it is, right? Like, you can't stay angry and bitter forever.
Right.
You can't
Takes.
stay super excited and passionate about something forever. Like, we can't maintain. There's always the equalizer where if you're really down, you tend to kind of equalize and come up. If you're way up, you tend to kind of equalize and
It's a
come
good, but
down.
that's like
Just.
so, that's like the wisdom of the ages. I mean, the Greeks were everything in moderation, you know, like even my grandpa once, I said, like, Grandpa, what is the key to your success? And it wasn't that kind of a question, but I was like, what is it about you that's not extreme? I was just trying to get a handle on why he just always seemed so even keeled. And I remember where we were like at a hotel in St. Louis, and we were going through a doorway, having like just talking as we walked, and he just simple farmer, you know, he just said, well, Angela, I've always tried to never go too much this way and never go too much that way, you know? And like you said, like life will sort of balance you out. Like you can't, it is exhausting to stay angry. It is exhausting to stay geeked. You know, it's, you will level out.
You'll level out. And, we were talking about this privately the other day, just thinking about our children and how you pray for their spouse
Yeah.
and you pray for the type of person that they'll become and who they'll meet and all of these sorts of things. But Juliet said to me, yesterday, my Juliet. She said, well, by the way, my Juliet just has the softest, sweetest heart. She just came out of the womb like so excited and lovely for everybody. I mean, she's just very tender. And she said to me, but mom, what if no one wants to marry me? And Stu was like, well, I don't think that's going to happen. But it led to this really great conversation of, are you waiting for your knight in shining armor, this perfect godsend of a person? Or are you just looking for somebody who's compatible, who you can make a life with and love and laugh with and be faithful to? And like all these really beautiful human traits that we strive for, you know? And again, I paraphrase all this stuff, but like being in a Christian community is different. We think about these things a little bit differently, maybe, than the world does. But the point is not that you find a perfect person, because good luck.
I can't find one in the morning in the mirror. Like,
Well said. At some point, like, everybody is gonna get the stomach flu, you know, and your perfect Prince
Is
Charming,
gonna have
you're gonna be cleaning
diarrhea.
up his barf. He's gonna have diarrhea, you know, and at some point, like, you're gonna have had a C-section and he's gonna have to hose you down in the shower because you can't stand up. I mean, like, this is life. This is actual real human experience life. And it is like family, and you just saying, look, you're imperfect. I'm imperfect. I'm gonna hurt you. You're gonna hurt me. I'll say the wrong things. You'll say the wrong things. But we just are kind of choosing each other.
And that, I mean, that's really difficult and really beautiful. And that's really right down the middle of the road. And that there's, that's like steadfast and not emotional. And like, if you haven't looked at our culture lately, it's like super emotional. It's react and savor, and every emotion is good and should be leaned into, and it's yours and own it. And yeah.
And I know that I sound old when I say this. And by the way, I'm not that old, okay? I'm not disconnected from everything. But the kids these days,
As
no,
one
no.
enters in the background.
Talk to Dad. Yeah, sure. Talk to Dad. From what I'm gathering from the culture, again, I am kind of in this little subculture that's quite different. But speaking generally, kids don't want to get married. They don't want to live with other people. They don't want a spouse. They actually don't even want to have sex. Like, those are just kind
But
of
like, where did you hear that? 'Cause like
non-issues for
one of my
these
kids
kids.
the other day just told me, you know, about the local high school and just the casualness, the hooking up, you know, and obviously, like, I'm not
Oh, well, I'm
naive,
sure obviously there's
but
gonna,
like,
yeah.
do you think that that is actually diminishing? Just
I think we're getting into the weeds a little bit here. And by the way, I don't know anything that I'm
okay.
talking about,
We're not going to come
okay?
with
But
studies or anything. This is just a casual conversation.
no. Just two moms having a conversation. If I had to guess, it would be primarily based on the desensitization to sex, where you can just kind of see it all the time whenever you want in your pocket. And so they're kind of like, yeah, I mean, sure, maybe it'd be fun to hook up, but maybe you don't need it in the same way that maybe kids needed it before, where to
Just
have
not as
any of that kind
mysterious.
of feeling or sensation or interaction, you know, you'd either have to like sneak into the store downtown behind the little beaded curtain, right? Or actually have a person there. I mean, that was the only way you could access that sort of a thing. And imagine now children growing up with all of this available to them. They're probably just like, I mean, yeah, I kind of seen it all. There's no shock value. I don't know.
I wonder if num
This is just what
Okay.
I've heard. The chatter of what I've heard
Interesting.
is that there's kind of like this asexualness to children now, where they're just kind of like ambivalent to
Okay.
it. Meh. Not really interested.
Interesting. If that's true, it seems like it would sync
We need a
up. Yeah,
fact-checker
we
on
need a
this
Jamie.
podcast.
It seems like that would match up with just the androgynous nature of everything. Oh my gosh.
Everything.
I saw, like, talk about a rabbit trail. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's definitely an androgynous vibe. I don't know if we want to go down this or what, but like, just even the whole, I saw something online the other day about just the whole beige baby clothes, beige this, beige that, beige for children.
Sad beige children.
But like that's actually like, well, it's humorous as far as like Werner, what's that funny? Oh my gosh, that's my dryer. Do you
Instagram.
want me to go stop that? It's going berserk.
I don't
Okay,
hear
good.
anything.
Spin cycle or the washing machine. What is that Werner Herzog? What's that funny like beige, sad beige
I know which one
children?
you're
Yeah,
talking
yeah.
about. Sad beige
Well,
children.
that's funny that's actually pointing to just this androgyny. Is androgyny a word of the culture, you know? Kind of the removal of the two distinct sexes, and we're all just kind of the same beige.
Just
Beige.
beige. I think about that often because here where I live in the Pacific Northwest, like people wear Birkenstocks. That's just what people wear. I know it's a total stereotype if you ever watch stereotypes from the Pacific Northwest, but you go into a shoe store and you're like, you can choose your color. It doesn't really matter if you're male, female, it makes no difference. Here's your Birkenstock.
Is that like the Jesus sandal? Okay.
The big
Oh yeah, no, I
straps,
wouldn't be
the
caught
buckles. I mean, they've been the
freaking
same since
dead
they were.
in a pair of Birkenstocks. I've always called them Jesus sandals. It's like they're right up there with UGG boots for me. Like it's not happening.
By the way, you guys know me. I'm forever in a fashion crisis. Some of
Forever
us came out of the womb
perpetual. She's
confident.
in a
I'm
perpetual
perpetually
fashion
in a fashion
crisis.
crisis. I'm not joking. This has
Look,
gone
you
on to
look
the
so
point where
cute.
this. Oh, thank you. 10 years ago, I gave Angela my credit card number. I was like, just make things happen. I don't know what to do. I keep getting pregnant. Like, one boob's a D, one's an A, depending on what time of day it
Right.
is. But I sent Angela this like linen, sweet little dress. And I was like, look, maybe I could pull this off because I've seen a lot of European women wearing loose linen dresses. Maybe you got a few buttons in the front. Good jewelry. Wear it with an armful of bangles, maybe a nice necklace, whatever. And I sent it to her. I go, can I pull this off? And she goes, no, you're not from Mumbai. Here I was thinking I totally nailed a new look
I
for
felt so
myself.
bad after sending that. First of all, I laughed out loud because it was so ugly. And then I'm like, wait, she probably really likes this. I just slammed it down.
Everyone needs a friend like that who will slam it
Oh
down.
boy.
So good. So who knows? Who knows what we'll look like next season? Who knows? 2 weeks could change a lot. I did buy my kids call them my chubby
I
pants.
saw them when you walked in the room. I was like, what is she wearing?
Yeah, they're elastic on top,
Happening.
but they're high-waisted and loose. They're linen and they actually have pleats, which
They
I
look like a
know,
like
but
yeah.
they look like a
Yeah.
trouser,
Do they have like a panel in the
you
front?
know.
Did I see like a panel? She's gonna stand.
I'll see if I can show you here.
Oh yeah.
See these? But they're like from the back. They're really cute. See? They're just sweet little
They're
things.
blue with a pinstripe shirt.
They are blue. Anyway, what were we
I don't
talking
know,
about?
clothing. I've been going, speaking
I
of
don't know.
Instagram, I've been going down the rabbit trails of like quiet luxury. Like,
Quiet luxury, what
I
do you
mean, like,
mean?
so, you know, obviously, I feel like brands, and I'm not dissing them. I mean, I'd take both, thank you. But like Louis Vuitton and Chanel and stuff are have been really marketing to people that really can't afford it for many years, and so it's not as high. It's not perceived as high class as it used to be, as they used to be. And so I've been like following these reels and stuff that talk about like old money designers and quiet look like brands you've never heard of. And it's very interesting to me. I've never heard of them. And
That old money thing is, that's a whole new
I love
thing.
it. You know how I feel about that. I love it. I'm like, I've been trying this for years. Old money. Like, come on.
Well, I at my nail salon, I went in and there was like old money gold, and I'm like, what? What does that mean?
What did that look like?
I think what I'm gathering about this old money
Aesthetic.
aesthetic is basically that it's Taylor Swift. It's Taylor Swift's,
What?
like, yes. So I
Nothing about
saw
Taylor
this
Swift
thing.
says old money.
Her hair is considered now, it's called old money
Old money blonde.
blonde. And I'm like, we used to call that dirty blonde. I'm from that generation. And everyone tried not to have it.
Mousy, right?
No, it's like this like kind of old style equestrian sort
But
of
I don't, so I mean,
flair,
if,
like Kennedy
yeah,
vibe,
equine,
you know?
you know, like where
Yeah.
all roads lead to Connecticut, for sure.
All the roads lead to Connecticut.
I love it. I mean, like you're talking to someone who's reading like Jackie Kennedy biographies at 13. So I'm all about it. Givenchy, you know, yeah, let's do it. But I guess I just wouldn't describe Taylor Swift. Maybe her hair color, but not her clothing.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't see her
Okay.
in a. I mean, the thing about old money is it's like so timeless. You look at a 1980s Ralph Lauren ad, it's like, yeah, I'd wear that.
Some things don't age that way. Think about a house from the
Oh, like mine?
1980s, a stylish house from the
Mine?
1980s. No, I don't mean like the layout. I mean like the style. Do you remember in the 80s when it was like an early 90s a little bit, where it was for example, the splatter paint trend. Do you remember the splatter paint
Like
trend
the
where people would
Jackson
literally take different
Pollock
colors of
look.
paint and splatter them on their wall on their
Yeah, but
walls?
that was trendy. That wasn't style.
That's what I'm
Okay.
saying. Imagine a
A
trendy house
trendy
from the
house from the
80s.
80s. Okay.
Are there trends that you actually look back on and say, oh, yeah, I'd wear that. I'd decorate my house like that. I'd use that
No, I
wallpaper.
don't think so. I don't
It
think
always has to be outside of trends.
it's almost always outside of trends. I can't think of one right now, but like, so I didn't know that's quite what you meant. Like, I was thinking about like a 1980s house, like the Christmas Vacation house in the movie Christmas Vacation. That is quintessential 1980s middle class, upper, slightly upper middle class, maybe, you know, great wallpaper, brass sconces, mahogany dining room set. You know, and so you can look at that today and go, okay, I would just tweak this a little bit and I'd tweak that and voila, we're current, you know? And that's because it's classic style. The Jackson Pollock splattered paint rooms, not so much.
Yeah,
You
no kidding.
need a
Hold
kid?
on,
Yep.
child. What is it, child? Why can't you ask dad?
Because it's not working.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
Shut the door. They know when they can get you. All right, real fast, hang with us for just a second as we say thank you to advertisers for this season. Remember, your support of them keeps us on the air. We'll be back in just a minute.
Is your linen closet ready for life? Do you need extra towels, sheets, blankets, pillows? You know, extra linens for when life happens? What if you could have heirloom linens that didn't end up on next year's garage sale? What about investing once in an American-made product designed to last a lifetime? Shay and I both dress our beds and homes in American Blossom linens, and you can too. AmericanBlossomLinens.com. Use the coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC20 for 20% off. Our friends at American Blossom are dedicated to bringing us quality American-made linens that can stand the test of time and can stand up to our lifestyle. Our theme this season is Mind the Gap. So give yourself some extra wiggle room with extra pillows, towels, duvet covers, and more from AmericanBlossomLinens.com and use the coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC20 for 20% off. That's AmericanBlossomLinens.com. Get 20% off by using the coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC20 at checkout.
Gardeners, listen up. We want you to save on your garden seeds this year. So visit HOMEMAKERCHICpodcast.com/survivalgardenseeds and use the code HOMEMAKERGARDEN for 10% off the big three kits, the Home Garden Collection, Homesteader Collection, or Farmer Collection. Survival Garden Seeds are on a mission to help teach you self-reliance through gardening. Look, a lot of us are gardeners here, which means a lot of us are going to be buying seeds for the coming growing season. Why not buy seeds that are guaranteed to grow anywhere in the United States and guaranteed to be non-GMO heirloom seeds? Survival Garden Seeds will even teach you how to collect every single variety of seed on the back of the packet. This is a fabulous family-run company that has built a huge resource for us gardeners, and it also is the seeds that Angela and I use in our garden. Don't just shop their prepackaged kits, use their growing guides, learn how to save seeds, read the blog. There's lots of information there for you. HomemakerChicPodcast.com/survivalgardenseeds and use code HOMEMAKERGARDEN for 10% off one of their most popular big three seed collections.
If we are minding the gap, that means we are being prepared. And I want you to prepare future you for beautiful, sexy skin. And you can do that using luxurious natural skincare from Tubes & Co. Treat your skin today, enjoy the results today and in the future. Use the code HMC10 for 10% off. Tubes' natural commitment means that you are using ingredients like cold-pressed olive oil, organic grass-fed tallow. Emily Toops is the founder, and she has made all of her products without using synthetic chemicals, gross toxins and fillers, artificial colors, no artificial fragrances, of course. They are made in the USA, and all the ingredients are sustainable, fair trade. We have full transparency here, and you can know that everything is ethically sourced. Skincare products should nourish our skin without leaving hormone-disrupting toxins in the body, but don't take our word for it. Prepare to look fabulous today and in the future with Tubes & Co. Skincare. Visit tubesandco.com. Shop organic skincare with the code HMC10 for a 10% discount. I mean, clothing. Like, if we're looking at, like we were joking about stonewash and stuff at the beginning, there's certain jeans, I think, that are like almost always going to be in style. I think even when you had skinny jeans, you could still wear a trouser-shaped jean and nobody was going to think, oh, you look, you're not, you know, current.
You're irrelevant.
You just look like somebody who's wearing a trouser-shaped jean. I'm not talking about like a gaucho or like something, some crazy wide leg or something. Like a boot cut with a wide bell-bottom flare, because that's always in, out, in, out, in, out. But there's certain cuts. You know, if you wanted to dress like Katharine Hepburn in any decade since Katharine Hepburn was wearing like little sweaters and beautiful trousers, that's going to work. It worked in the 50s, the 60s, the screamed in the 70s. You know, you could do that the whole time. There's just certain things that just stay. And then you're tweaking your bags or your earrings or your haircut or whatever so that you don't look like you're in costume or, you know.
Yeah. This has to be the way I live. Whatever this like old style is. Because you know what, Angela? I'm running out of energy. I need to like These do things, they take mental energy, how we decorate our house, how we organize our life, the types of music we like to listen to, the way we wear our makeup, the what we put in our closet, whatever. The foods we love to eat. Like all these things take energy
Yes.
from the homemaker.
Yeah.
And to just be able, you know, when you sink into something and it just feels right, and you're like, all right, there's this piece of me now that's
I don't have to think
settled.
about that
And
anymore.
it's not that we
Right.
don't change or adapt slightly or keep it fresh, but like some of it is settled. That's a really nice
Yeah.
feeling.
Now you have a ghost child opening your door.
It's a
I'm
cat.
just teasing. Yeah, it does.
It's
And
my
it does
cat
take
ghost
energy.
child.
And I do feel that fatigue. I feel that fatigue with even putting my makeup on
You
every day.
do?
I'm like, dang it, anyways. Really? Do I have to put this tar on my eyelashes again today? And I love
Yeah,
mascara. I love it. I
it's
love
the
just the mascara. It takes
mascara.
me so long. I wear so much. I love it. But I just think, ugh, I'm tired of this. And settling into things, that's how I felt about short hair. I mean, my hair's longer now, and I'm so sick. Like I'm tired of it
You want
already.
it short.
And but then I see like a nice French twist, and I think, oh man, that looks so nice. But I never really felt great in a French twist. You know when I feel great? When it's just short. I just love it.
Why do you think most women cut their hair off as they get older? What do you
I
think
think it's
that
the
is?
fatigue. I
Just
do. I just
fatigue.
think it's like a, oh yeah, I'm so, okay, I did that. I paid my dues. I tried. I don't know.
So to have some sort of style,
And
because you think of like Tasha Tudor, she would braid her
yeah.
hair, roll it up, probably wash it every 4 days, because when it's up, it doesn't get quite as dirty. And that's not really the style or the look that women these days are going
Yeah, and I
for.
think it kind of varies according to your fashion personality. Like, and then I do think also, and this, I know some people don't like it when I say this, but like, few people can pull off longer hair as they get older. I do think there's something nicer about shorter hair on an older woman, a more mature woman. I think you got to be, have a, I think if it's going to be long, you got to do it right, you know? It's not just about it being long.
Yeah,
It's
I
about
agree.
having a great long haircut. You can still have long hair with a shape. You know, it's about maintaining it. It's not just about like having long hair.
Well, and I think that's the thing about
Excuse
short
me.
hair is you are sort of forced to style it, right? You kind of have to do it because you can't just pull it
Right.
back in a messy
Right.
bun. So you at least have to do something with it. And I think too, you know, this sounds so incredibly stupid, but like I have to schedule my week around washing
I
my
schedule my
hair.
life around my
Not
hair.
because
It's
it doesn't take me a ton of time. I have very easy hair. But the like, okay, I'm gonna wear it down this day. I'm gonna be gardening this day. It's gonna get really dirty because I only wash it every 2 or 3 days, right? So like you have to think, okay, I'll curl it this day for church, and then will it be clean for filming when I film on Tuesday? And you know, you're
Oh, I
constantly,
feel that.
if I was a man, I would shower like 3 times a day. I love to shower. I love to feel fresh. You're gonna go out for the night? Shower. You can't do that when you have long hair, because then you have to dry it and do
Yeah.
it. It's a whole
I do
thing.
plan my whole my whole week is influenced by the condition of my hair. Yeah.
Isn't that
It's so it's
so
usually I do it like
dumb?
Saturday night or Sunday morning for church. Then that's like I diffuse it and then I hit it with the flat iron because I do like a flat iron pin curl. And then so then the next day it looks okay. And then the third day it's like kind of okay. Then the fourth day, I'm busting out the dry shampoo. I can go, my hair's like weird. So, third or fourth day, I'm getting out the dry shampoo and I'm starting to wear it up. And then it's like, how many workouts are in there too? Like, how gross did I get?
Right. How gross is it going to
Yeah.
be? Totally.
I hate washing my hair. I hate it. But if there's like one thing that makes you feel so much better, it's washing your hair.
That's what I'm saying.
I would genuinely do it twice a day. If I had like a super short haircut, I would shower all the time. Because I love that feeling. I love that feeling of like working outside in the garden all day, coming in, showering, putting on a fresh face and makeup, and you're like, and now for the
And then I end up
night.
always going back
I
out to
love that.
the garden, like, because you want to have take the glass of wine out and do the evening walk at look and look at all you did, and
Of
then you're like, oh
course.
wait, I missed a weed, and
Of
then you start
course.
working again.
Yeah, it is funny how much revolves. But my point was like all those things, like they take mental energy, and maybe that's just the way it is. Maybe it's that way until we die. And you're always like, now what do I gotta do? And I admire so much the women who, man, they finish the race. They finish the race strong. I mean, kudos. You saw Iris.
Arpel,
What's her
or
name?
yeah, she
Iris
passed away.
Appel. She passed away. We've talked about her on the podcast before. But this other one that this other gentleman that I follow, he posted a picture of his mother-in-law who was 102. And he said to her, "How are you doing?" And she said, "Well, I'm doing the best I can with what I've got." But she looked so amazing. I want to show you this picture of her. 102, ladies, look at
That's
her.
great.
She's got this beautiful fuchsia pink little blazer jacket on over a black undershirt, a beautiful pink big necklace, short hair, earrings. She looks great. Isn't that so sweet? And it's like, I love that because beauty still matters even when you're old. It's just about finding your new little pocket in it and what that's going to look like.
My grandma puts her makeup on like she always has. Even, at the farm, she'd put it on if we were going to go to town. She put her makeup on every morning. She puts her makeup on now in the home to go down the hall. She's always got something nice on.
If I cut my hair short, like short, I am 100% gonna bleach it again. I'm going platinum
Oh my gosh, I'm
without
going to be so
question.
jealous of you. I want
I
platinum hair.
loved my platinum hair. You guys, I went full platinum 3 months before COVID when you couldn't go see your hairdresser. I don't know if you've ever grown out platinum blonde, but it ain't pretty. Like, it was not good. And I was like, what do I do with this? Like, how do you cover this? It was so bad, but it also just brutal on your hair. Killer. But if it's super short, who cares? It doesn't have to stay
You've been
healthy.
talking about cutting your hair short for a long time.
Stu likes long hair. You know? So it, I'm not quite there yet. I'm not quite ready to be like old yet.
I don't think cutting it
Do you know
makes
what
it
I
old.
mean?
There are plenty of very young women with short hair. Would you?
Yeah, but I don't, if I cut it, I probably won't ever go back to long. And so it's like then you just have short hair.
How
You
short are
know?
you thinking?
I don't know. Don't know. You know those people, I know we've talked about this, those people who get a haircut and you're like, well, there you are. You've been hiding all these years. Like it just fits them so well. I'm still waiting for that haircut.
You actually have to cut it to see if that happens.
Or like that pair of glasses, like irises, where you're just like all of a sudden you're
I
like,
don't like those big heavy
yes.
glasses that women wear now. Like Catriona Beth, she wears those big like black ones, like the Oprah,
Oh,
like the
does
big
she?
just heavy.
Yeah,
I don't
huge
like them,
circle,
the big
big old
black
circles.
plastic frames. I did see some readers today that were like tortoiseshell and they were a little bit heavier. They were cute. I need a great pair of glasses.
I got to get new glasses. I was looking at them last night. Mine pinched me in the middle, and now I sound old. Like the eyes are getting worse. Can't, technically not supposed to drive without them, but street signs are a real bugger when you can't read them.
Excuse me.
Yeah. It's fun. Look, we put all this energy into beautifying our homes, beautifying our minds, beautifying our hearts. There is something about beautifying your outward expression of where you're at currently that's really pleasurable.
It is pleasurable. And it's not static. You get to have it, like, how it's fun. Static. It's a lot easier to tweak your personal style than it is to paint a room a different color. I mean, it's something you don't have to stay the same forever, or you can, like, flesh out your style. You can look at what, you know, everybody's idea of their personal beauty is going to be different. And so if you're like a romantic Laura Ashley, like, you get to take that to the next level, whether it's that when you were young, you could only afford thrift store floral dresses, and now you're older, so you can buy some really beautiful ones from Nordstrom. Like, you get to always like, go with it. It's actually, I think, you know, we talk about keeping things fresh, you know, that's why the cleaning products are so fun. The Branch Basics is so, you know, like, okay, I have to do this anyway, so how can I make it fun? How can I make it enjoyable? And with your personal style, like, that's the same thing. You can look at your hair and go, like, okay, I'm a long hair person. What can I, how can I up my long hair level? You know, how can I do this better?
Yeah.
Makeup. I mean, makeup techniques are, like, changing constantly. You can constantly be learning a better way to do your makeup.
Oh, my gosh.
Shay, on my YouTube video the other day, I looked at myself. I must have just slapped my makeup on super fast. I'm sure I did, because we're doing this floor and I'm still trying to keep up my YouTube schedule. Like, you look terrible. Like, blend it out. Like, take a second look. Slow down and look again. I was so mad because I fancy myself to be quite skilled at makeup. And I looked, I'm like, you need to calm down. You need to just slow down, or make sure your makeup brushes are clean or something, because it is looking crepey and ew.
Oh, gosh. Look, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. Okay. Look, if you feel like, oh my gosh, this is kind of hard, that's because it is kind of hard. And then as soon as you figure it out, by the way, your skin changes. Your skin changes. I want to share with you guys. Give me a sec. Fill the space while I find this lady, because there's a really great woman that I started following on Instagram who teaches makeup for slightly more elderly women.
Okay, elderly or and just, like, mature.
How not to look mature. How not to look super dated.
Well, let's take a little ad break. Go to our sponsors while you find that.
Let's be blunt. We think everyone can benefit from doing their monthly shopping with Azur Standard. Right now, we want you to visit homemakerchicpodcast.com/AZURE, Azur, and get shopping by finding a drop point near you or even signing up to head up your own. Azur Standard is a family-owned, Oregon-based whole food grocer that delivers all around the United States each month. This is how I grocery shop every month for items that we need. To give you an idea, my order usually includes bulk grains and flours, dried lentils and beans and peas, butter, cheese, and other dairy products, specialty grocery items like soy sauce, dried herbs, spice blends, teas, glass gallon jars. This is where I get it all. But you don't have to order huge amounts. They offer bulk items and small items, your choice. We encourage you to visit homemakerchicpodcast.com/Azur. Build a cart full of the products that you need to run your home and kitchen well, from plant starts in the spring to fresh produce to baking supplies to everything in between. Azur has exceptional offerings, and the price and selection are on point. Right now, you can get 10% off your first order by using the code HC10. This promotion expires April 30th, 2024, and is only available to first-time Azur customers with a minimum $100 order or more to a drop location, one-time use per customer. Visit homemakerchicpodcast.com/Azur and get shopping. Tubes & Co. will supply you with everything you need for non-toxic skincare. But did you know that they'll also supply all your makeup needs? Standard makeup is filled with harsh preservatives and chemicals, but not Tubes & Co. You can use code HMC10 for 10% off. and shop Emily's perfect formulas for liquid foundations, concealers, mineral makeup, natural blush, creamy cheek tints, luminizers, and bronzers, all made without any chemicals, artificial fragrances, or preservatives. For each piece of makeup you shop, whether it's the long lash mascara, eyeshadow, or eyebrow pencils, you can view an entire list of all the ingredients included right on the product page. Emily is transparent and open about all the ingredients included, and she should be proud of this work. This is an incredible, clean makeup line that you can feel good about using and that works wonderfully. Visit tubesandco.com and use code HMC10 for 10% off your natural makeup purchase with Tubes & Co.
Homemaker Chic listeners, you hear me talk all the time about how much I love interior design. I want to help you become your home's very best interior designer. If you want to take your passions and create a tasteful, well-designed home using interior design elements and principles that withstand all those decorating trends, then I want you to join my Old World Design Society today, and I'm treating you to a free week so you can see what it's like. Not everyone can afford an interior designer, but with the society, you're going to be part of a private forum of people just like you who are posting their projects, questions, ideas. Every week, I issue a design challenge to help you stretch your creativity. We meet for coffee every Friday morning, and once a month, you can send me all your design questions and your photographs, whatever you're working on, and I'm going to answer those during a live design Q&A call. If you're tired of pinning, if you're tired of scrolling, and you want to make friends and be a part of a group that actually encourages the application of ideas, this private group is just for you. Let me treat you to a free week. Click the red circle that says design over on our Instagram page, or scroll down in these show notes, click the link, and become a part of the society today.
Okay. Her name on Instagram is Erica Taylor 2347.
Okay.
And you should go check her out. She has a ton of followers, but she teaches makeup techniques for, look, we've all seen the women who learn how to do their makeup. They get very comfortable with their colors, with their techniques. And then they're like, and now I shall do this for 60 years until I die.
Right. Like the queen, bless it's her like, heart, with her haircut. she just got it in the 50s and just kept it. Are we calling Erica Taylor mature? She doesn't look mature.
She's actually like 49. Oh. Yeah. She looks great, doesn't she?
Looks awesome.
But she, you know, she talks about bronzer placement and brush placement and like, look, I know it's hard for you to let go of your black eyeliner, but we're not really doing that
anymore. I know,
anymore.
I hate it when they say
so
that.
So what can we do instead? How do we kind of temper this? And she's got really simple, doable techniques for some of that, which I think is, look, it's helpful. It's first off, it's helpful to know you're not alone. All of us listening to this, men or women, doesn't matter. We care about how we present ourselves to the world. Or you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast, let's be honest. Right? These things matter to us. And that's also, it makes complete sense. Because the people who listen to this podcast, they care about what they feed their family. They care about what their home looks like. They care about the relationships that they have with other people. They care about their efforts in their home, right? And like the aesthetic of us, of our spouse, of our children, like that's all woven together, man. That's all part of the package.
Oh yeah, I don't think you can take like your physical look. I don't think you can like take that. That is definitely under the umbrella of homemaking. And it's going to be different for everyone else. I mean, Laura Ingalls, in like some of her first essays, before she was Laura Ingalls, quote, you know, she said, like, look, if you're a farmer's wife and it's just as simple as making sure that you use your cold cream every night, like this is part of the deal. This is taking care of yourself as part of the package. She said that like in probably like 1913 or something, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And think about your husband. Like,
I mean, we do so much of this for ourselves, right? Like we, the things that we find beautiful. But, you know, Jennifer Scott has a really great little section in one of her Madame Chic books that talks about just taking care of things that are going on with your body. Just look, let's just think about how this presents itself. How are people taking this in? How does it make them feel? Sorry, lots of children interruptions.
No, the other one.
I don't have it, honey.
I'm sorry.
You can ask Dad. Anyway, it's did we talk last week about the style in Charleston? Was that a private conversation?
That was private or was conversation. That on the podcast?
Well done, Charleston.
Charleston women.
I was so impressed. The men killed it.
That's actually something I'm following so much on Instagram. I follow so many men's fashion posts. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I think it's one of the things like sort of mystifies me. Like when we go shopping and I want to help Joel, like I want to know all the cuts. I want to know all the fabrics. I want to know placement. I know all the like basics, you know, like the sleeve and the shoulder line and like stuff like that. But tailoring really, really intrigues me.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
Oh, they looked so good. And there is a disease in the Pacific Northwest of just, is a disease of just over casualness for men and women both. It's a real cultural problem, I think.
And is it sloppy, like sweatpants, sweatshirts, or just like never a tailored look?
No.
Like,
it's not, it's not so much sweatpants. It's just like, here are my cargo pants and my Birkenstocks and my old flannel. And it's very saggy and sad. It's saggy and sad. Hashtag saggy and sad. The men in Charleston, we went to so many restaurants over the course of the week that we were there. High ones, low ones, you know, kind of all over the spectrum. Anytime you were at supper, the men wore a jacket with a shirt underneath. Sometimes it was just a nice t-shirt.
Is that too much
sometimes
to ask?
Sometimes it was a button up. Nice jeans, kept hair, you know, generally groomed well. Yeah. There weren't any just like rank face tattoos or, I mean, look, you get on a plane in Seattle, there's a certain vibe. Okay?
Yeah.
Think Nirvana on meth. That's kind of where we're playing with right now in Seattle. It's insane. It's very sad. But then you get off in Charleston and they just looked kept. Mm.
Is a jacket to dinner so like so much to ask? Is that like
it's and like men, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Men are handsome.
Yeah.
Okay? Like this is gonna sound wrong, but like I wanna see it. Like I wanna see you look nice. It's very pleasurable. Mm. For men, I think we think of as women as like, oh, the women get all dudded up and da-da-da. There's a chasm of opportunity for men that they, and it takes very little for a man to look very nice.
Yes, unfairly so.
Unfairly so.
I was actually thinking that last night I was scrolling Instagram and I was looking at tailoring, like men's fashion pages, and I landed on one and I just thought, dang, you know, there's certain women's clothing that is just so complementary to the female form, you know, like a sheath dress, you know, there's just certain cuts of clothing, certain items that are just so beautiful on women. And I thought, whoever created the suit knew what he was doing. The suit is so complementary to a man's physique. it's incredible. Like if you really just sit and study it.
Yeah.
It's artistically, it's quite impressive.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to look at. I got Stu a 3-piece tweed suit for mm-hmm. Christmas a few years back. And, you know, the cool thing about a man's suit, too, is like sometimes he'll just wear the pants. Sometimes he'll just wear the jacket with jeans. Sometimes he'll just wear the vest with mm-hmm. the jeans, you know, and like an undershirt. It's hot, man. I love it. I love it. And I think it's so, look. This is going to sound so cliche, but like, look, us, the people listening to this podcast, like we kind of have to be the change that we want to see
right
in the world.
Oh, I think with clothing, it's really true. I think with clothing, it's true. I think when you dress nice, even for the most mundane little kid's birthday party or whatever, right. Wednesday night church, whatever it is, you are literally giving other people the permission to join you in that endeavor. Many, mm-hmm. many people, and especially in these current times, like they need a permission slip that it's okay to look nice. And when you like kind of go boldly before them, you give them a permission yeah. slip. Like, yeah. oh, I know. I have friends that are like, I knew I could get dressed up because I knew you'd be dressed up tonight, Ange. I've heard that so yep. many times. I'm like, great. Yep. My job here is done.
Speaking of jobs, it is currently my job to enjoy this bottle of bubbly from Dry Farm Wines.
Oh my
Wines.
Goodness. And it's that your job. And segue. It's your you. Job to visit dryfarmwines.com/homemakerschic for the first time. Because I know some of you listening have never done it before. And we would like to treat you to an extra bottle for a penny. So if you want to start small, get yourself 3 bottles, spend the month enjoying them. You can have 1 bottle a week because they're going to give you an extra bottle for a penny. If you want to go big, get 12. You can enjoy that once. You can enjoy that as a subscription. You can choose red, white, bubbly, rosé, even something fun like orange. And the beautiful yes. thing about Dry Farms is there's no added junk. So no GMO yeast, no added sugar, which is really important. We keep talking about maturing as women. We want to keep dialing down the sugar intake. And no food coloring, just beautiful, clean wines made from small boutique family vineyards around the world. And so you can enjoy wines from Australia, from France, from Italy, Austria. It's a wonderful treat. When the UPS man brings the Dry Farm, that's a good day.
It's the best. And you know what I always do is I always set my bottles out on my counter and I look at them for like 2 days before I actually put okay. them away. Because yay, here we go. So I am enjoying a bottle of Spanish, yeah. duh, Cava, sparkling wine. Okay, do you know how to say this? Viña Escude. Okay. That was like the Italian
that
way.
Sure was.
I don't know. Let me tell you, being around so much Spanish my whole life and learning Italian, not so easy. Like chicken. See, I can't even do it now. Pollo in Italian. Pollo mm-hmm. in Spanish. So the 2 L's make the mm-hmm. ya sound in Spanish. And I'll be reading and I'll just stop and be like, casa, 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 casa. Like, which is which? Gallo, gallo.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, this is a Spanish sparkling wine. It's a cava. Like Angela said at the beginning of the podcast, cavas very much becoming my favorite sparkling mm-hmm. wines. They're tart, acidic, lively, vibrant. This has 3 grapes. I don't even know. I've never even heard
okay.
of them.
Does
other than on these
like
bottles.
Champagne is from Champagne. Is Cava from a certain region in Spain, or is Cava a Spanish sparkling wine in general? Neither do I.
I think it's in general.
I just feel like they're becoming more popular, or you know, they're becoming. You see them. Yeah. You see them.
What is kava?
Are you Googling it?
Okay. It's a sparkling wine from the kava area. So yeah, it is from a specific region.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, get yourself some. dryfarmwines.com/homemakerschic. This is the season finale. So you're going to order some and you're going to drink it over the break. And then you're going to message us on Instagram and tell us what you thought. And maybe we'll share that with the audience. Come season 20. Yes,
please do that. Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
It sounds old. That sounds like old.
It sounds old.
Maybe
money.
We should rename the podcast and start with season one so it sounds. Look how fresh and young we are. Full of potential and opportunity.
We didn't, when we started the show, we just said season one, premiere season premiere, blah, blah, blah. And then we kind of got into it, 10 week chunks. Yeah. First, I think we did 12 week chunks and then we switched to 10. 12.
I think we did 16
a few times.
But
we really didn't have wasn't a lot of forethought, as far as. Mm-hmm.
What if this keeps going?
Because we could have probably been more like collection. We could have probably had a little bit more nuance to our chunks of. Yeah, because, we're going to get to season 100. It's going to sound a little weird.
That's what I'm saying. Then we should just start saying collection two. Like, we're going to be in our second decade or something. Right. We'll have to rethink that. I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But ladies, thank you. And gentlemen, thank you for being here with us for another season. We are so grateful for you. You go out and you share the podcast with people that you think will enjoy it. And, in the four years that we've been doing Homemaker Chic, it's just been incredible to see it grow. And that is completely because of you. Every single share, every single download, every single purchase that you make that supports our sponsors and our advertisers, it means the world to us. When we say it keeps us on the air, we genuinely
mean it keeps us on the air. We are closing in on 5 million downloads as well.
Wow.
It feels like just a few months ago I was saying we were closing in on 1 million. So that's crazy. Mm-hmm. So pick your favorite episode over the break and share it on Facebook or Instagram. We would love that. We would love to meet your friends, meet your family. We're going to be back in a few weeks. I'm thinking maybe April Fool's Day. We haven't quite decided, so stay tuned. We will let you know. We're going to be gone for a few weeks, and then we're going to come back with a
fresh new season.
Or maybe we'll call it something cooler
than that.
And
hopefully, throughout the course of this season, we've talked about all the different ways you can mind the gap, create and hold space in these different areas of your life. So if you've been lagging behind in one of those, go back, give a re-listen, take notes, start implementing so that we can meet back here fresh and ready for what's next.
Fabulous.
All right. Have a great break and we'll meet back up soon.
Cheers.